Chapter 2. The Best Case, Worst Case Continuum. They say sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. They're probably right. The moment Mary dropped the bombshell in that interview with Phil that she had had a romantic relationship with a man who was working as a foreign intelligence officer, everything changed. With that admission, the situation Phil confronted became a matter of urgent concern. In the position she held at that overseas location, Mary had access to information that, if disclosed to a hostile intelligence service, would cause irreparable harm to the United States' interests there and would put the lives of individuals loyal to the United States in imminent danger. If Mary had shared any classified information at all with Charmer, it was absolutely essential that the agency know so it could determine what might have been compromised. Phil instantly set out on that quest. Reacting to Mary's startling revelation in a harsh or adversarial manner, Phil well knew, would thwart his chances of getting that information, since it would almost certainly cause Mary to throw up her defenses or even to shut down. The stakes were too high. Mary could easily have said something she shouldn't have said in an intimate moment, and Phil needed Mary to be willing to open up to him. "Mary, let's not lose sight of what we're dealing with here," Phil said, as you may recall. "It's not like you're a spy. It's not like you gave him everything. If there was some pillow talk, we just need to talk about it so we can clear this up." You may also recall Mary's response. "Phil, you don't understand. I did give him everything." Call it providential, call it sheer luck. Whatever it was very, very fortunate. Because the route Phil was taking could easily have ended in a catastrophic derailment. What if Mary had heard what Phil said and had the presence of mind to capitalize on it? Suppose that instead of the way it actually went, it had gone something like this.
"When you said that, Phil, it made me think. Could I have said something at some point when we were lounging in bed with a bottle of wine? We did talk about our work days in very general terms sometimes. Just things like how crazy the day was."